You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom held a press conference with CAL FIRE in order to update the very latest information regarding the public safety power shutoffs and fires burning throughout California. Here are edited portions of Governor Newsom's comments.
We're going to get through this. I think we're turning a corner. The weather is our friend in Northern California. The winds will begin to die down on Thursday in Southern California. We've got all our assets, you name it. We've got it, the mutual aid, the air resources, the DC-10s. Meanwhile, we have a bankrupt public, or rather bankrupt private utility that needs to come out of bankruptcy by June 30th of next year. We've stipulated a number of actions they must take, first and foremost, resolving to address the needs of the victims of the 2018 Camp Fire as a foundational principle before they can emerge from bankruptcy in any way, shape, or form. It is incumbent upon them to move forward once these power shutoffs are complete to do that. But first, they must turn back on the power. They gave the all clear for all counties except Kern County, and so the power is beginning to go on in every part of the state except Kern. This is not the new normal. This cannot take 10 years to resolve. We will hold them accountable. We have a more enlivened Public Utilities Commission than we ever have with a new president. They started a major investigation into the PSPS protocols. Today, the Assembly and the Senate, myself, announced early the appointments of our new Safety Advisory Committee that has now been newly established, the Public Utilities Commission. We're creating a new Public Safety Division, or Fire Safety Division, within the Public Utilities Commission. We're holding the line on making sure that there is no compensation, bonuses, and benefits that go to executives or managers of PG&E unless it's tied to public safety. And we have $5 billion commitment from the three largest IOUs, substantially PG&E, for public safety improvements. And we'll be breaking that down, not in increments of 1, 3, 9, 10 years, but 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, with specificity, transparency, real measurement, and real accountability, including the prospects of $100,000 a day fines per incident and new protocols on these power shutoffs, new protocols in terms of how we communicate these shutoffs, new protocols on the consequences related to those shutoffs, and having the backs of our community and making sure we're protecting the most vulnerable, our small businesses and others, including our children, that need to be in school, not out of school, during this period of time. So we could talk more about that. You'll be hearing a lot more about that in the next days, not weeks, next weeks, not months, next months, not years, as we move forward to a brand new day of accountability and oversight and transparency related to how we manage this private utility as they work through this moment, so as we all work through this moment. So that's, forgive me, a long-winded overview, but I wanted to be broad and happy to be more specific if you have any questions.
Governor, there's been renewed calls for the state to take over PG&E in the wake of these PSPS. Your response?
Well, we're assessing all options. I've been crystal clear from March of this year when we laid out a pathway to focus on presenting to the legislature some legislation that was authored by a number of people that ultimately became AB 1054. But when we laid out that vision, it included focusing on municipal opportunities. San Francisco is pursuing that, but that's not a system. That's a few assets. But we have a utility that goes from the northern part of the state, the Oregon border, down into Santa Barbara. So when we talk about municipalization, that's cities and towns. So the question, appropriately, is a state. State needs to assess its role at this moment. We have, as you know, created a liquidity fund stipulating the $5 billion of safety investments, all of these other requirements that I just laid out in order to access the fund. That is state contribution to this effort, but it's based upon performance. For us to take over all the assets means taking over all the liabilities and the costs. But the answer to your question is, yes, we are gaming out every scenario. We've been gaming out every scenario. I hired Guggenheim, O'Melveny, we hired, you hired, we, the taxpayers, supported the effort of a financial firm that is expert and has a history in bankruptcies, and as it relates to utilities. They began the process months ago of gaming out scenarios, and I can assure you that they are not yet back in New York until they give us subsequent recommendations, which they're working on in real time.
Governor, could the state realistically do anything more or different than the utility is doing now, given, you know, given the state of its infrastructure? I mean, could it do something more than rolling blackouts when we're threatened?
Yeah. It's a great question.
What would you see differently done?
Yeah, that's the right question. And the question had a predicate, and there was a reference that you just made that's spot on with the equipment that they have. They have spent decades not focusing on you, but focusing on themselves, focusing on shareholders, focusing with respect on Wall Street, not public safety, not their customers, not this state, not the values and people that we represent. As a consequence, they have not underground or hardened their lines, transmission, distribution lines, as they should. They haven't modernized their grid so they could be more precise in their de-energization efforts. You contrast PG&E's system to, as an example, San Diego Gas and Electric, that is can literally target 21 homes for de-energization, not 21,000 or 210,000. They're able to do it with precision. That is unfortunately not the case with PG&E because of decades of mismanagement. So it's the right question. We'll assess that. But one thing is for sure, communication needs to improve, collaboration in terms of resource centers, website, call centers. All of these issues were huge issues 3 weeks ago. They've improved modestly to date, but they're just examples where I certainly think the state can do a better job. But as it goes to the moment, we need to partner with them and make sure we're all held to a higher level of expectation and accountability.